listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
If I were to give a title to our brief time in God's Word today, it would be just with one word, go. And I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, where we read this. And he said, speaking of the Lord, and he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. The prophet Isaiah described a dramatic experience in Isaiah chapter 6. He saw the throne room of God, the worshiping angels surrounding the throne, and the Lord himself enthroned majestically with the train of his robe filling the heavenly temple. Isaiah heard the Lord ask, "Who shall I send? Who will go for us?" And Isaiah responded by making himself available. The prophet heard a simple but challenging word, go. It wasn't enough for Isaiah to have a spectacular experience. It had to work out in real life. Isaiah might have been content to enjoy the experience or even to tell other people about it. But though Isaiah's experience was glorious, he wasn't stuck on that experience. He had to go. And the going would not be easy. God told Isaiah, go and tell these people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive. That's kind of a crazy job description, isn't it? We wonder if Isaiah would have volunteered if he had known what it was ahead of time. God told Isaiah to go and preach to a people who would not respond and do it so that their guilt would be certain. What preacher could be satisfied with a ministry that made the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes? Now, Isaiah might not be satisfied with it. The people might not be satisfied with it, but God would be satisfied with it. Yet, if some did respond to Isaiah's message, they would understand with their heart and return and be healed. This shows what the Word of God can accomplish when it is received with open eyes, ears, and hearts. You see, it brings understanding to our hearts. It makes us return, and it brings healing to our lives. If you are under the Word of God and these things aren't happening to you, then ask God to do a work with your eyes, your ears, and your heart. Now, we can't hear this charge to Isaiah without remembering Jesus' command to us. Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28? Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The go for Isaiah is also a go to you and to me from the mouth of Jesus. When we say unto God, here I am, send me, then we should expect him to say, go. Now, he may say, go and serve me here, that is right where you're at right now. Or he may say, go and serve me there, someplace that you're not presently. Or he may say, go and get ready for future service that I have for you. Whatever way he does it, we can go with our presence. We can go with our prayers. We can go with our provision for God's work. But God always has a go for us. Here's a simple question. Are you going?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.